This is our second session on the foundations of faith. I'm excited to be teaching these things to you because they are so important and so central to our faith. These are not side issues. Our Christian life rests upon these truths. We've talked about the Bible being the Word of God. And we talked about the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I want to move on now to another central truth of Christianity. We believe in the virgin birth and deity of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse
4.
We are going to look at several scriptures that talk about the pre-existence of Jesus Christ.
Orang bakal ningali beberapa ayat perkawis Yesus Kristus nu parantos ayat ti ngawitan.
That he pre-existed as God the Son.
Dan anjeunna parantos ngawitan ti kapungkur selaku Allah Putra.
Proverbs 30 and verse 4.
Ciloka 30 ayat kaopat.
Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know?
Sanu munggah ka surga tersungsur. Sanu parantos ngumpulkeun angina tina cepenganana. Sanu parantos ngabungkus cai kulawon. Sanu parantos netepkeun segala tungtung dunya. Sanu jenenganana sareng saha jenengan putrana anjeunna pasti terang.
Now the answer to these questions obviously is God.
Walerana patarosan-patarosan eta geus pasti Allah.
God has established all the ends of the earth.
Allah parantos netepkeun sagala tungtung dunya.
But it asks an interesting question.
Tapi ieu mundut hiji patarosan nu kalintang saya.
What is his son's name?
Jajenengan putrana.
God has a son.
Allah kagungan hiji putra.
A man that I know.
Sorong pamegat anu abdi wano.
Was raised in the Jewish religion.
Diageungkeun dina agama Yahudi.
His youngest daughter became a Christian and he was furious.
Putra bungsuna janten Kristen sareng anjeunna bendu.
Said, what have you done? You've rejected our religion.
Tanya Yos, ngalampakeun naon maneh? Maneh teu narima agama urang.
You've rejected our family.
Maneh geus teu narima keluarga urang.
She said, Father, I haven't rejected you.
Anjeunna nyaros, Bapa, abdi nampi Bapa.
I have found the truth.
Abdi parantos menakan bebeneran.
I have met God's Son, Jesus Christ.
Abdi papanak sareng Yesus Kristus Putra Allah.
This man was furious. The daughter gave him several scriptures in the Bible to look up. Several days later, he decided to read them just to prove her wrong. One of the verses he read was Proverbs 34.
Selesai jitin ayat-ayat anu diaos na nyaeta si lokat 30 ayat 4.
He was raised to believe in the Old Testament.
Anjeunna diageungkeun kanggo percantan kana perjanjian lawas.
He said, I've never seen this verse before.
Anjeunna nyarios abdi teu kungsi ningal ayat ieu sacana.
God has a son.
Allah kagungan hiji putra.
And he told a group of us.
Sareng mantenna ngabewarakeun ka kelompok abdi sadaya.
That this verse was one of the keys to his conversion to Christ.
Yen ayat ieu nyaeta salah sahiji kunci anu ngabantun pertobatan ka Kristus.
Jesus Christ pre-existed with God the Father.
Yesus Kristus parantos ayah sesarengan sareng Allah Bapa.
Please look at another verse with me in Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
Mangga urang tingali dina Mika pasal 5 ayat 1 sesarengan.
Micah chapter 5 and verse 2.
Mika pasal 5 ayat 1.
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting.
Tapi maneh, hey Bethlehem, Ephrathah, Hei nu pangletikna di antara kaum-kaum Yehuda, di mana bakal lahir ke kami saurang anu bakal merentah Israel, nu mimitina geus aya ti baheula.
This verse is quoted in the New Testament regarding the birth of Jesus Christ.
Ayat diturunkan dina perjanjian anyar ngeunaan dibabarkeunana Yesus Kristus.
That's found in Matthew 2:6.
Ia kapendak dina Matius 2 ayat 6.
Speaking of Jesus, it says that his goings forth are from old, from everlasting.
Nyariuskeun ngeunaan Yesus disebatkeun ngawitanana parantos ti baheula.
Jesus' life did not begin in the little manger in Bethlehem.
Kehidupan Yesus itu diawitan di pamakanan alit di Bethlehem.
He always existed.
Mantana salawasna aya.
Let's look at some verses that talk about his birth.
Manurang tingali sabeberapa ayat anu nyaroskeun perkawis babarna.
Matthew chapter 1.
Matius pasal 1.
We're going to be looking at verses 18 through 25.
Urang bakal ningali dina ayat 18 dugi ka ayat 25.
Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25.
Matius pasal 1 ayat 18 dugi ka ayat 25.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
Kalian Yesus Kristus sapertos kieu. Dina waktu Maryam ibuna tunangan sareng Yusuf, Maryam atos ngandung ti Roh Kudus, sateu acan aranjeunna hirup saperti bojo taroge.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
Kumargi Yusuf tarogena anu sabar, moal ngawiwirang bojona di masyarakat aya maksad nalak susurumputan.
But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Dina waktu anjeunna nuju nimang-nimang pamaksadanana malaikat pangeran nembongan dina impenanana sarta nyarios. Putra Daud, ulah sieun mawa Maryam jadi bojo hidep sabab budak eta nu dikandungna ti Roh Kudus.
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Maryam bakal ngalahirkeun murang kali pamegat nu dipasihan jenengan Yesus, lantaran anjeunna anu baris nyalametkeun umatna tina dosana.
So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying,
hal eta kajantenan tina-tina kana naon anu tos didawuhkeun ku pangeran ngalangkungan nabi.
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Sabenerna parawan teh bakal ngandung sarta ngalahirkeun budak lalaki sarta maranehna mere ngaran Immanuel, nu hartosna Allah nyarengan urang.
And Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife.
Saparantos geulah tina kulamna Yusuf nurut sapertos nu diparantekeun ku malaikat pangeran, anjeunna nyarak Maryam jadi bojona.
And did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Tapi teu kulam sasarengan dugi ka ngalahirkeun putra nu lalaki sareng Yusuf masih anjeunan Yesus.
It is so important to understand that Jesus was born of a virgin.
Penting pisan kanggo diperhatoskeun yen Yesus dibabarkeun ti hiji parawan.
Mary was his mother, but Joseph was not his father.
Maryam ibuna, tapi Yusuf sanes ramana.
God was his father.
Nya Allah nu janten ramana.
Look at another verse with me in Luke chapter 1.
Mangga urang ningali ayat sanes sasarengan dina Lukas pasal 1.
I cannot emphasize how important this is.
Abdi teu kenging maksakeun sakumaha pentingna hal ieu.
Because many people in many false religions,
magi seueur jalmi anu ngiring agama-agama anu lepat,
will attack the virgin birth.
Bade ngadakwa kalahiran ti saurang parawan.
They attack the deity of Christ.
Aranjeunna ngadakwa masalah kapangeranan Kristus.
They say Jesus was a historical figure, but he is not the Son of God.
Aranjeunna nyebatkeun Yesus teh hiji tokoh sajarah sanes putra Allah.
They say he was not born of a virgin.
Aranjeunna nyaroskeun mantenna henteu dilahirkeun ti saurang
parawan. God's word says that he was.
Dawuhan Allah nyaroskeun yen aranjeunna lahir ti saurang parawan.
Luke chapter 1 verses 31 through 35.
Lukas pasal 1 ayat 31 dugi ka 35.
An angel is talking with Mary.
Hiji malaikat 76 catur sareng Maryam.
Verse 31, he says, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.
Ayat 31, sebenarnya manena bakal ngandung jeung baris ngalahirkeun hiji budak lalaki anu supaya manena mere ngaran anjeunna Yesus.
And he will be called great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
Anjeunna bakal ageung sareng bakal disebut putra Allah nu Maha Agung. Sareng pangeran Allah bakal ngaruniakeun kamantena tahta Daud.
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
Salajengna anjeunna baris janten raja di kaum keturunan Yakub, salalamina sareng karajaanana malayokasan.
Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man?
Jaur Maryam ka malaikat, kumaha ieu tiasa kajantenan marga abdi teu sanggaduh saroge.
And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
Jaur malaikat Roh Kudus bakal turun ka anjeun sarta kawasa Allah nu Maha Agung baris ngauban anjeun sabab eta putra nu bakal dilahirkeun baris kudus disebut putra Allah.
I many times have thought what it must have been like at the birth of Jesus.
Sering pisan abdi numutkeun saperti kumaha kalahiran Yesus teh.
What it was like for Jesus himself.
Kumaha kaayaan nu saleresna kanggo Yesus nyalira.
He had always existed with the Father.
Anjeunna salamina aya sesarengan sareng Allah.
Throughout all eternity they had been at once.
Sabanyang kalanggengan anjeunna jadi satunggal.
In my own imagination I see it happening this way.
Dina lamunan abdi nyalira abdi ningal hal eta kajantenan.
In the throne room of God with angels standing at attention all around.
Di sarta Allah sareng para malaikat anu ngadeg di sakurilinganna.
God the Father and Jesus the Son are having a conversation.
Allah Bapa sareng Allah Putra nu jugunem catur.
They're speaking in very low tones and the angels can't hear.
Anjeunna nyarios nganggo soanten anu kacida halona dugi ka para malaikat teu ngadangungan.
But they sense something is about to happen.
Namun anjeunna ngaroskeun yen bakal aya kajadian.
They don't know what it is.
Anjeunna teu terang eta teh naon.
But they've never seen the Father and the Son act this way.
Namun anjeunna teu kungsi ningali Bapa sareng Putra nanyakeun saperti kitu.
And in my imagination, I see this happening.
Dina lamunan abdi, abdi ningal eta kajantenan.
As God the Father and the Son are carrying on this conversation in heaven.
Sautara Bapa sareng Putra gunem catur perkawis ieu di surga.
On earth, the angel Gabriel is carrying on a conversation with Mary.
Di dunia malaikat Jibril gunem catur sareng Maryam.
Telling her she'll give birth to the Son of God.
Masih anterang yen Maryam baris ngalahirkeun putra Allah.
I see Jesus rising slowly from next to the Father and beginning to walk away.
Abdi ningal Yesus ngoloso dalaunan ti sisi Bapa sareng ngawitan mapa.
In my imagination I can see a long hallway or corridor.
Dina lamunan abdi, abdi tiasa ningali hiji jalan panjang.
With huge doors at the end of it.
Nanggo panto-panto nu galede ditungtungna.
Leading out of the throne room of God.
Nu berasna kaluar tina tahta Allah.
As Jesus slowly walks down the corridor.
Sawatara Yesus mapa lalaunan ngalangkungan jalan.
The angels were standing at attention looking at one another.
Para malaikat anu nuju merhatoskeun patingal-tingal.
They don't know what's about to happen.
Anjeunna teu terangeun naon nu bakal kajadian.
I see Jesus reaching the doors at the end of the hallway and slowly turning to look back at the Father.
Abdi ningal Yesus dugi ka panto-panto ditungtung jalan teras lalaunan malik ningali beka Bapa.
Meanwhile on the earth, Mary has just said, be it unto me according to your word.
Sawatara eta di dunya Maryam kakarabae nyarios. Sim abdi pangeran sumejang ngiringan satimbalan mugi tina kanan.
I will receive this child from the Holy Spirit.
Abdi bade nampi urang kalih ti Roh Kudus.
Suddenly Jesus vanishes.
Ujug-ujug Yesus ngaleungit.
And in an instant of time,
sareng dina detik eta keneh,
he's conceived in the womb of Mary.
Anjeunna dikandung di lebet rahim Maryam.
God has taken upon himself flesh.
Allah parantos ngajantenkeun dirina nyalira janten manusia.
The Son of God has been conceived in the womb of a virgin.
Putra Allah parantos dikandung di jero rahim hiji parawan.
Jesus was not just a good man.
Yesus teh sanes sakadar jalmi hade.
He was not just a prophet.
Sanes sakadar hiji nabi.
He was not just a charismatic leader.
Sanes sakadar hiji pamimpin nu kagungan karisma.
That died a token death for his fellow man.
Nu maot sanajan keur sasama manusia.
He was, is, and always shall be.
Anjeunna kapungkur ayeuna sareng salawasna.
the eternal Son of God.
Eta Putra Allah nu langgeng.
Look with me in John's Gospel, the first chapter.
Urang tingali Injil Yohanes pasal hiji sasarengan.
We're going to be reading verses 1, verses 2, and verses 14.
Urang bakal ngaos ayat hiji 2 sareng 14.
We're reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 1.
Urang ngaos Injil Yohanes pasal hiji sareng ayat hiji.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Di awalnya nyata pangandika, pangandika sesarengan sareng Allah, sareng pangandika tanya Allah.
He was in the beginning with God.
Kawitna mantena sesarengan sareng Allah.
Verse 14.
Ayat 14.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Eta pangandika teges mijalma aya dina hirup kumurang sarta kurang kasaksian kamulyanana, kamulyananan teh dianugrahkeun ka putra tunggalna anu sajati kul reber ku sikurna.
The Word was God.
Dawuhanna eta Allah.
And the Word became flesh.
Dawuhanna eta oge tos ngajanten manusa.
And dwelt among us.
Cicing di antara urang.
God took upon a body of human flesh.
Allah ngawujud rupa hiji manusa.
And dwelt among us.
Sareng hirup kumbu di antara urang.
Look in John's Gospel chapter 8.
Tingali dina Injil Yohanes pasal 8.
John chapter 8 verses 57 and 58.
Yohanes 8 ayat 57 dugi ka 58.
Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?"
Omong urang Yahudi. Umur anjeun teh can aya 50 taun tapi geus nyaho ka Ibrahim.
Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
Walar Yesus sameme Ibrahim gumelar kami mah geus aya.
That phrase Jesus used, "I am,"
ungkapan nu ku Yesus digunakeun kami mah geus aya.
Is a phrase in the Old Testament that God identified himself through.
Hiji ungkapan dina perjanjian lawas di mana Allah ngaidentifikasikeun dirina.
When God was sending Moses to deliver the children of Israel.
Dina waktu Allah nuju ngutus Musa kanggo ngabebaskeun bangsa Israel.
Moses said, "God, who shall I say sent me?"
Musa nyarios, "Pangeran saha jenengan anu ngutus abdi?"
If people ask me your name, what do I tell them your name is, God?
Jalmi naroskeun jenengan saderekna, saderek teh Allah.
God said, "I am who I am."
Allah ngandika kami nyata kami.
Tell them, "I am sent you."
Bejakeun kamarane kami ngutus mane.
The same God that delivered the children of Israel in the Old Testament.
Allah anu sami nu ngabebaskeun bangsa Israel dina perjanjian lawas.
The same God that spoke to Moses from the burning bush.
Allah anu sami nu nyarios sareng Musa dina cucuk nu hurung.
Is who Jesus says he is.
Saha anu saur Yesus mantena teh?
Jesus said, "I am."
Yesus nyarios kami geus aya.
He has always existed.
Anjeunna salawasna aya.
How important is it to believe in the deity of Jesus?
Sama pentingna kanggo percaya kana pangeranan Yesus.
Look with me in this same chapter, verses 23 and 24.
Sok tingali dina pasal anu sami ayat 23 sareng 24.
In John 8 and 23, it says this.
Yen Yohanes 8 ayat 23 dicarioskeun kieu.
And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world."
Yesus nyarios deui, aranjeunna teh ti ieu dunya, kami mah lain, aranjeunna warga ieu dunya, kami mah lain.
"Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins."
Sabab eta tadi ku kami geus disebutkeun, yen aranjeun bakal maot ku dosa aranjeun, hartina upama aranjeun teu percaya yen ieu teh kami, aranjeun tangtu bakal maot ku lantaran dosa.
The actual phrase in verse 24 is the same one used later in the chapter.
Ungkapan nu digunakeun dina ayat 24 sami sareng anu digunakeun dina pasal eta.
Jesus said, "If you don't believe that I am, you will die in your sin."
Yesus nyarios lamun marane teu percaya yen kami teh mantena, mane bakal maot ku dosa marane.
"If you do not believe that I'm from above."
Lamun marane teu percaya yen kami datang ti luhur.
"If you don't believe that I'm more than just a man."
Lamun marane teu percaya yen kami leuwih ti sakadar manusa.
"You will die in your sin."
Mane bakal maot dina dosa mane.
This is the central truth of Christianity.
Ia intina babeneran tina kekristenan.
Jesus was not an ordinary man.
Yesus sanes jalmi biasa.
With noble intentions.
Ku tujuan anu mulia.
He is the Son of God.
Mantenna nyaeta putra Allah.
I talked with a man one day in a park.
Dina hiji dindana abdi ngobrol sareng pamegat di taman.
About Jesus Christ.
Perkawis Yesus Kristus.
I began to share with him how Jesus had changed my life.
Abdi ngawitan nyarios kumaha Yesus parantos ngarobi hirup abdi.
He said, I believe in Jesus.
Anjeunna nyarios, abdi percantan ka Yesus.
He said, my religion believes in Jesus.
Agama abdi percaya ka Yesus.
I was surprised at that.
Abdi heram ngadanguna.
I knew he was not a Christian.
Abdi terang anjeunna sanes urang Kristen.
He said, I believe Jesus is a prophet.
Anjeunna nyarios, abdi percantan yen Yesus nyaeta hiji rabi.
He said, in our religion, we follow the teachings of Jesus.
Sareng di lebet agama abdi, abdi ngiring kana ajaran-ajaran Yesus.
I said, do you believe he's the Son of God?
Abdi nyarios, nah saderek percanten yen anjeunna nyaeta putra Allah.
He said, oh no, we don't believe that.
Anjeunna nyarios, oh henteu abdi teu percanten.
That man was not saved.
Pamaget eta teu acan diselamatkeun.
He was still dead in his sins.
Anjeunna masih maot dina dosa-dosana.
It's not enough to admire Jesus.
Teu cakap sakadar heran ka Yesus.
It's not enough to love his teachings.
Teu cakap kuresep kana ajaran-ajaranana.
It's not enough to pattern your life after him.
Engke cekap ku nurutan pola hirupna.
You have to have a revelation.
Cererek kedah ngagaduhan tekad.
That he is the Son of God.
Yen anjeunna nyaeta putra Allah.
A mere man could not redeem mankind.
Manusa bae teu tiasa nembus umat manusia.
Only God's Son could do that.
Mung putra Allah nu tiasa ngalampahkeunana eta.
Before I was saved.
Sabeme abdi diselametkeun.
I heard many things about Jesus.
Abdi parantos ngadang usir tina perkawis Yesus.
I didn't really know he was the Son of God.
Abdi teu leres-leres wanos ka anjeunna sapros putra Allah.
I hadn't heard the gospel.
Abdi teu ngadang Injil.
I heard and believed many crazy things about Jesus.
Abdi ngadang sareng percanten seueur hal ngeunaan Yesus.
I wasn't saved.
Sareng abdi teu diselametkeun.
I wanted to know God.
Abdi hoyong wanoh ka Allah.
But I'd never heard the truth.
Tapi abdi teu kungsi ngadangu babeneran.
Why did Jesus have to come?
Nah, Yesus kedah sumping.
Why did he have to take upon himself flesh?
Nah, anjeunna ngajadikeun dirina manusia.
Why be born a human being?
Nah, dilahirkeun jadi hiji manusia.
Because mankind had become separated from God.
Kumargi manusia parantos papisah ti Allah.
And was in a fallen, sinful state.
Sareng dina kayaan pinuh dosa.
And as human beings.
Sareng salaku manusia.
We were totally incapable of redeeming ourselves.
Urang teu mampu nebus diri urang sorangan.
The religions of the world try and reach out to God.
Agama-agama di dunia nyobaan nyaketan ka Allah.
They try to reach God through good works.
Haranjeunna nyobaan nyaketan Allah ngalangkungan pagawean-pagawean nuhun.
Through chanting and prayers.
Ngalangkungan tembang pujian sareng doa.
Christianity is God reaching down to man.
Kekristenannya eta Allah anu lungsur nyaketan manusia.
It is God identifying with the human race.
Allah anu ngaidentifikasikeun dirina sareng manusia.
Look with me in the book of Genesis chapter 1.
Mangga urang tingali sesarengan dina kitab Kejadian pasal 1.
We're going to be looking at verses 16 and 17.
Urang baris mendakan ayat 16 sareng 17.
Here we find the account of God's creation.
Di dieu urang ngengingkeun cataran kumaha Allah nyiptakeun.
And how God made man.
Rengkuma Allah nyiptakeun manusia.
Actually, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27.
Salasna urang bade menakan dina Kajadian pasal 1 ayat 26 ke 27.
Genesis 1 and 26.
Kajadian 1 ayat 26.
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Allah ngadawuh, hadena urang ngajadikeun manusia nurutkeun gambar sing nyepres urang, supaya maranehna ngawasaan lauk-lauk di laut, sareng manuk-manuk di awang-awang, sareng sasatoan nu aya di dunya, sareng segala sasatoan anu ngagoler, sarta ngarayap di dunya.
So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them.
Kituna Allah nyiptakeun manusia nurutkeun gambarna, nurutkeun gambar Allah, diciptakeunana pamegat sareng istri diciptakeun oge.
God made man in his image.
Allah nyiptakeun manusia persis gambarna.
That means that God created man to be holy and upright.
Ieu artosna Allah nyiptakeun manusia kanggo ngajadkeun kudus sareng bener.
God is holy.
Allah teh kudus.
And he created man with a free will.
Sareng mantenna nyiptakeun manusa nganggo tekad nu bebas.
Man had a conscience.
Manusa ngagaduhan hate anu nurani.
And God gave him dominion over the whole earth.
Sareng Allah masihan kawasa kanggo ngawasan sakabeh dunya.
Come with me to Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
Mangaurang ningali kajadian pasal 2 ayat 16 sareng 17.
Here God is talking to Adam, the man he created.
Di dieu Allah nu juguneman sareng Adam, manusa nu mantenna ciptakeun.
Genesis 2 and 16.
Kajadian 2 ayat 16.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat."
Saras pangeran Allah masihan parentah ka manusa. Sakabeh tanggal di jero taman ieu meunang didahar buana kumaneh sacara bebas.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
Tapi tangkal pengetahuan anu hade jeung nu goreng ulah didalahar buahna sabab dina poe eta maneng adahar pasti maneh paeh.
God has created man in his own image and given him free rule over the earth.
Allah nyiptakeun manusia nurutkeun gambarna sareng masihan kabebasan kanggo ngatur sakulah dunya.
He's given him one restriction.
Mantana masihan ka manusia hiji cegahan.
Stay away, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Hingga ulah ngadahar buah tina tangkal pengetahuan nu hade jeung jahat.
If you do that,
lamun maneh ngalakukeun hal eta maneh bakal paeh.
Come with me to chapter 3 of Genesis and verse 1.
Mangaurang ningali pasal 3 dina kajadian ayat 1.
We're going to read Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through verse 6.
Urang bade maca kitab kajadian pasal 3 ayat 1 duga ka 6.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'"
Orai teh nyaeta hiji sato nu pinter, nu dijadikeun ku pangeran Allah. Orai teh nyarios kawe eta, tangtu bae Allah ngadawuh. Sakabeh tangkal di taman ieu ulah didahar ku maneh buahna sanes.
And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden."
Teras jawab awewe ka urai, "Buah tatangkalan waya di taman meunang didaharku kami."
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, "You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die."
Tapi buah tangkal waya di tengah-tengah mah Allah ngadawu, ulah didahar atawa dirampak engke maneh pae.
Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die."
Tapi orang nyarita ka awewe eta, moal matak pae.
"For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil."
Tapi Allah uningan, yen dina waktos mane ngadahar panon mane bakal nempo, yen mane bakal saperti Allah nyahungeunan wahade jeung gureng.
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
Awewe teh melong yen buah tangkal eta ngeunah keur didahar jeung alus katempona eta tangkal teh narik hate lantaran mereka pinteran. Teras aranjeunna nyandak buahna lajeng didahar sareng dipasikeun ka tarogena nu sasarengan di dinya cereunang oge ngadahar eta buah.
God told them if they ate from that tree they would die.
Allah masihan terang, lamun maranehna ngadahar buah tangkal eta pasti maot.
The devil came in the body of a serpent and lied to Eve.
Iblis teh datang nitis ka hiji orang sarta ngabohong ka Hawa.
He said, "You won't die.
Manehna ngomong maneh mah
apa? You'll be like God.
Maneh bakal jadi saperti
Allah. You'll know good and evil.
Maneh bakal nyahukan hal nu hade jeung nu jahat."
Adam was standing there with his wife Eve.
Adam nuju ngadeg sareng istrina Hawa.
He was not deceived.
Anjeunna teu ditipu.
Of his own free will, he rebelled against God's command.
Kuhoyong bebasnya lira, anjeunna ngabrontak kana parantah Allah.
You see, Adam and Eve wanted to be like God.
Hareup ningali aranjeunna hoyong sapertos Allah.
They were saying, "We want to decide what's good and evil."
Aranjeunna nyarios, abdi sadaya hoyong terang perkara nu sae sareng nu jahat.
"We want to say what's right and wrong."
Abdi sadaya hoyong nyarios naon anu bener sareng nu salah.
"We don't want you to tell us what's good and evil, God."
Henteu hoyong pangeran nu ngandika ka abdi naon nu hade sareng jahat.
"We don't want you to tell us what's right and wrong."
Henteu hoyong mantenna ngandika mana nu leres mana nu lepat.
"We want to be like you."
Hoyong janten sapros mantenna.
"We want to make our own decision."
Hoyong ngabantun keputusan-keputusan abdi nyalira.
They basically said this.
Dasarna aranjeunna nyarios.
"We don't want to be under your authority."
Hoyong abdi dicangking otoritas mantenna.
"We want to be our own authority."
Hoyong gaduhan otoritasnya lira.
And they died.
Anjeunna maot.
speaking in just a natural circumstance.
Nyarios dina kaayaan biasa.
Sometimes fathers and sons don't get along real well.
Cakapeng para bapa sareng putrana teu campur gaul nu hade.
Sometimes there's fighting in the house.
Cakapeng aya pacengkadan di imah.
The father has his rules and it's his house.
Bapa ngagaduan aturan-aturan nyarios sareng ieu bumi.
The son says, "Well, I want to make my own decision."
Putrana nyarios abdi bade ngabantun kaputusan nyarira.
I don't want to follow your rules.
Abdi moal nurut kana peraturan anjeun.
I want to decide what's right and wrong.
Abdi hayang mutuskeun naon nu leres sareng naon nu lepat.
You can't tell me what to do.
Bapa teu tiasa nyarios nunu kada dalam
peraturan. I'll decide what's good and evil.
Abdi bade mutuskeun nu sae sareng jahat.
I don't have to listen to you.
Abdi alim ngadangukeun bapa.
It may break the father's heart.
Panginten ieu anu ngancurkeun hate bapa.
Because he really knows better.
Lantaran bapa leres-leres terangan ulang usaha.
But the son will not listen.
Tapi putrana teu ngawaro.
He rebels against his father.
Putrana ngabrontak ka bapana.
The father loves his son so much.
Bapana kacidami asihna ka putrana.
But he may be forced to tell the son, "Leave my home."
Tapi kapaksa nyeros ka putrana, "Ini ti imah bapa."
Because that son will not come under his father's authority.
Margi putrana teu nurut kana otoritas bapana.
This is what happened with Adam and Eve.
Ieu nu kajantenan ka Adam sareng Hawa.
The Bible says God had to drive them from the garden.
Kitab suci nyareskeun yen Allah kedah ngusir maranehna ti taman.
Said, "Leave this house I've created for you."
Mantenna nyareos tinggalkeun imah nu ku kami diciptakeun keur maneh.
They didn't want to be under God's authority.
Maraneh teu hayang dipingpin ku otoritas Allah.
And God told Adam, "The very day you eat of this fruit, you'll die."
Allah ngandika ka Adam, waktu poe maneh ngadahar buah ieu maneh bakal pae.
But we read the story, they ate of the fruit and they didn't die.
Tapi urang ngaos sariosna, aranjeun ngadahar buah eta tapi aranjeunan teu
maot. I should think, "Well, God, were you mistaken? You said the very day they would die, but they didn't die."
Abdi sakedahna ngemut. Allah kaliru, anjeun ngandika dina waktu maranehna ngadahar, maranehna bakal pae tapi maranehna teu pae.
They lived many years after this.
Aranjeuna hirup sabaraha taun sanggeus kajadian.
But God said they did die.
Tapi Allah ngandikakeun aranjeuna maot.
They died spiritually.
Aranjeuna maot secara rohani.
They were cut off from God.
Aranjeuna misah ti Allah.
That is what spiritual death is.
Nya ieu pisan nu disebut maot rohani.
It's being cut off from the presence of God.
Ieu nu misahkeun tina kahadiran Allah.
Cut off from the life of God.
Misah ti kahirupan Allah.
God has lost his family.
Allah parantos kaleungitan keluargana.
Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God.
Adam sareng Hawa milih ngabrontak Allah.
And they became separated from him.
Sareng aranjeunna marisah ti Allah.
Look with me if you would in the New Testament in Romans chapter 5.
Mangga urang tingali sesarengan dina perjanjian anyar Roma pasal 5.
Romans chapter 5.
Roma pasal 5.
We're going to be looking at verse 12 of Romans chapter 5.
Urang bakal ningali ayat 12 tina Roma pasal 5.
Says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned."
Dicarioskeun ku sabab dosa nu mateni ti asupna ka alam dunya kupamolah jelema saurang, temahna kabeh manusia kudu paeh lantaran kabeh oge geus karingkus ku dosa.
The Bible says sin entered the world through one man.
Kitab suci nyareoskeun dosa tetos lebet ka dunya ku saurang.
That one man was Adam.
Jalmi eta teh Adam.
We just read the story in Genesis.
Urang mebae ngaos sareosna dina kajadian.
But it didn't just affect Adam and his wife Eve.
Tapi eta henteu mangaruhan Adam sareng bojona Hawa.
It says that that death spread to all men.
Disareoskeun yen maot tea tos tumerap ka sadaya jalmi.
Adam and Eve were the beginning of the human race.
Adam sareng Hawa nya eta ngawitan aya manusia.
And it affected all of their descendants.
Wayana ieu mangaruhan sadaya katurunanana.
Because of their rebellion.
Kumargi pemberontak aranjeuna.
The human race was cut off from God.
Umat manusia patebih ti Allah.
It has affected all people.
Ieu mangaruhan sadaya jalmi.
Of every country.
Di unggal nagara.
Of every race.
Di unggal seler bangsa.
Mankind is separated from God.
Manusia patebih ti Allah.
Look with me in Romans chapter 3.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina Roma pasal 3.
In verse 23.
Sareng ayat 23.
We're reading from Romans 3 and 23.
Rang badeng aos tina Roma 3 ayat 23.
It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
Dicareuskeun lantaran kabehanana oge masing-masing geus nyieun dosa jauh mengpar tina kamulyan Allah.
That leaves no one out.
Jaya nu kakantun.
All have sinned.
Sabenana geus nyen dosa.
Fallen short of God's glory.
Jauh meng partina kemuliaan Allah.
There is no man or no woman.
Jaya saurang pameget sareng isi oge.
It is not cut off from God.
Nute papisah ti Allah.
And no man can redeem himself.
Sareng jaya saurang anu bisa nebus dirina nya.
The whole world is guilty before God.
Sakulah dunya tigebrus kana hukum Allah.
All the world needs a savior.
Sakulah dunya ngabutuhkeun saurang juru selamat.
Look at verse 19.
Mangga aos ayat 18.
Romans 3 and 19.
Roma 3 ayat 18.
Now we know that whatsoever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God.
Urang pada terang yen hukum Toret pikeun anu kabawa ku eta hukum, supaya maranehna moal bisa mungkir deui geusan ngabela diri sabab sadunya kabeh kudu ngadep ka payunun pangadilan Allah.
So we have God separated from his family.
Jadi Allah patemih sareng keluargana.
You were created to have fellowship with God.
Saderek diciptakeun kanggo ngagaduhan persekutuan sareng Allah.
You were created to be in his family.
Saderek diciptakeun kanggo janten keluarga Allah.
But it's now like God is on the outside looking in.
Tapi ayeuna Allah nu aya di luar ningali kalebet.
There's a great gulf between God and man.
Aya jurang pamisah anu ageung antara Allah jeung manusia.
God is going to do something to bring mankind back to him.
Allah nuju midamel hiji hal kanggo nyandak manusia mulih deui ka dirina.
Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina hiji Korintus pasal 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 21 and 22.
Hiji Korintus pasal 15 ayat 21 dugi 22.
Says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
Sebab maut datang lantaran hiji manusia, oge gugahna tinu maut datang ti hiji manusia.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
Kabeh manusia kudu maut karena Adam, oge kabeh manusia baris dihirupkeun deui karena Kristus.
Today every person in the world,
dinten ieu unggal jalmi di dunya.
They're either in Adam or in Christ.
Anjeun aya di lebet Adam atanapi di lebet Kristus.
There is no middle ground.
Teu aya nu di tengah-tengah.
Those that are in Adam,
aranjeunna di lebet Adam,
are spiritually separated from God.
Secara rohani papisah ti Allah.
Those that are in Christ,
aranjeunna aya di lebet Kristus,
have been reunited with God.
Parantos disatunggalkeun deui sareng Allah.
The Bible calls it being saved.
Kitab suci nyebatkeun diselametkeun.
The Bible calls it being born again.
Kitab suci mah nyebatkeun dilahirkeun deui.
Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Mangga urang ningali dina 2 Korintus pasal 5.
We'll find that Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice.
Urang baris kenging, Yesus masihan nyawana salaku jadi korban.
That he died for the sins of the world.
Janjina maut kanggo dosa-dosa dunya.
The thing that had separated men and God.
Hal nu parantos misahkeun manusia ti Allah.
Jesus' death took it out of the way.
Pupusna Yesus parantos ngalingitkeun eta.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 through 21.
2 Korintus 5 ayat 17 dugi ka 21.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Sing saha nu geus aya dina kasatunggalan jeung Kristus, eta teh makhluk anyar, sipat heubeulna geus leungit kunu anyar.
Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Kabeh oge padamelan Allah, Kristus kumantena dijadikeun jalan karapihan antara urang jeung salirana, ari simkuring dipercanten ngawawarkeun eta karapihan.
That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
Allah ngertakeun dunya nganggo salirana ku Kristus kalayan henteu ngetang kasalahan andrangjeuna. Mantenna parantos mercayakeun wartos kakertahan teh ka abisadaya.
Now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Jadi abdi ieu nyaeta utusan Kristus. Saperos Allah masihan nasehat karanjeun nganggo abdi. Dilebet asmana Kristus abdi menta ka anjeun Supados ngalangkungan salirana tidak mai kecerahan.
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Anjeunna nu teu kagungan dosa parantos didamel kagungan dosa margi urang. Supados dilebet anjeunna urang dianggap leres ku Allah.
Our sins were laid upon Jesus.
Dosa-dosa urang dipasihkeun ka Yesus.
As he hung upon the cross and died.
Anjeunna ngagantungkeunana dina kai palang teras pupus.
The judgment that belonged to you.
Hukuman anu teu kedahna ditarima ku saderek.
Fell upon Jesus Christ.
Ditanggal ku Yesus
Kristus. He became your substitute.
Anjeunna jadi panggentos.
He took your sin.
Anjeunna nanggal dosa-dosa saderek.
And he willingly did.
Anjeunna kersa ngalakukeunana.
Then God raised him from the dead.
Salajengna Allah ngagugakeun anjeunna tinu maraot.
And to any person that puts his faith in Christ.
Cing sabaya anu nyimpen imanna di lebet Kristus.
That person comes into a relationship with God.
Jalmi nu lebet kana hubungan sareng Allah.
God was in Christ.
Allah aya di lebet Kristus.
Reconciling the world.
Ngertakeun dunya ieu.
To himself.
Ka dirina nyalira.
That is the gospel.
Ieu nyaeta Injil.
God is not mad at people.
Allah teu bendu ka jalma-jalma.
Some people preach an angry gospel.
Sabaraha jalma hotbah ngadasarkeun Injil anu pinuh ku amarah.
We preach a gospel of good news.
Abdi hotbah perkawis wartos pikabungan.
God loved you so much.
Allah kacidami asih saderek.
That he allowed his son to come and die in your place.
Anjeunna ngidinan putrana sumping pupus ngagentosan saderek.
So you could become a member of his family.
Jadi saderek tiasa janten anggota keluarga Allah.
We were in slavery to sin.
Urang aya dilebet perbudakan dosa.
And a slave can't set a slave free.
Sareng hiji budak teu tiasa ngabebaskeun budak.
It took someone that was free.
Butuh salah saurang nu bebas.
To set us free.
Pikeun ngabebaskeun urang.
There's a true story I'd like to tell you.
Yeuh teh hiji kisah nyata.
In Roman history, there was a man named Spartacus.
Dina sajarah Romawi aya saurang pamegat jenenganna Spartacus.
100 years before Christ was born.
100 tahun samemeh Kristus dibabarkeun.
As Rome ruled the world.
Waktos kerajaan Romawi marentah dunya.
There were many, many slaves they had in Rome.
Loba budak beulian anu ku aranjeunna dipimilih.
And they would take some of these slaves.
Aranjeunna bade ngabantun sabara urang budak beulian.
And they would make them fight one another in an arena.
Sareng miwarang maranehna garleut jeung baturna di arena.
They were called gladiators.
Arena disebut gladiator.
And those gladiators, when they would fight, only one would live.
Gladiator ieu waktu garleut mung saurang nu kantun hirup.
The Roman officials and those in the government would sit and watch them fight.
Pejabat Romawi sareng jalmi-jalmi di pamarentahan saralik nongton nu garleut.
They would cheer while one slave killed another slave.
Aranjeunna bari sarurat dina waktu hiji budak beulian maehan baturna.
And this slave named Spartacus thought in his heart, this is not right.
Budak beulian ngaranna Spartacus mikir yen kieu teh teu bener.
We have a right to be free.
Urang miboga hak keur bebas.
So Spartacus led a rebellion.
Jadi Spartacus mimpin pemberontakan.
1,000 gladiators followed him.
1,000 gladiator nu ngiringan.
They were all slaves.
Maranehna budak beulian.
Trying to get free.
Nusa teu kapola hoyong bebas.
They went into the hills.
Maranehna indit ka pasir.
And they fought the Roman army for over a year.
Maranehna ngalawan prajurit-prajurit Romawi salami sataun.
Finally they were all captured.
Untungna maranehna sadayana ditangkep.
And they took them all along with Spartacus.
Diboyong katut Spartacus.
And they put them on crosses along a long road.
Digantungkeun dina kai palang di saparat jalan.
And they left them on those crosses to die.
Ditengalkeun nepi ka maot.
Spartacus was a slave trying to free slaves.
Spartacus salah sahiji budak beulian anu sateka pola ngabebaskeun baturna.
He didn't realize the real slavery was in the human heart.
Manehna teu eling yen perbudakan sajati aya dina jero hate.
And his act would not take the shackles of sin off the human heart.
Tindakanna teu bisa muka bangkol dina hate manusia.
It took someone who was free to set us free from the slaves, from the shackles of sin.
Periogi saurang anu bebas kanggo ngabebaskeun tina bangkol dosa.
Jesus died on the cross.
Yesus pupus di kai palang.
To set us free from the slavery of sin.
Kanggo ngabebaskeun urang tina perbudakan dosa.
And to bring us into the family of God.
Sareng nyandak urang kalebet keluarga Allah.
When he hung upon the cross.
Waktos anjeunna ngagantung di kai palang.
In God's eyes it was you.
Di payunan alama, kata-kata saderek.
He took your place.
Anjeunna nyandak tempat saderek.
He died to give you a relationship with God.
Anjeuna pupus kanggo saderek hubungan deui sareng Allah.
And there is no other way to have that relationship.
Daya jalan sanes kanggo mibanda hubungan tadi.
Except by putting faith in Christ.
Kajaba nyimpen iman di lebet Kristus.
Many men do noble things.
Jeur jalmi ngalakukeun hal-hal nu mulia.
Like Spartacus who tried to free the other slaves.
Saperta Spartacus nu sateka pola ngabebaskeun batur-baturna.
But that would never solve the sin problem.
Namung eta teh henteu masihan jawaban masalah dosa.
It took the Son of God.
Priyogi Putra Allah.
Giving his life up for you.
Masihkeun nyawana kanggo saderek.
To bring you into a relationship with God.
Kanggonya anak saderek kalebet hiji hubungan sareng Allah.
Call upon Jesus today.
Mangga tampi Yesus dinten ieu.
You can have that relationship.
Sareng saderek bari sengagaduhan hubungan eta.
God bless you.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.